Why does nothing feel certain anymore? Why does truth feel like something you choose instead of something you submit to? Why do facts bend, morals shift, and reality itself feel negotiable? You've heard the phrase, "That's my truth." That sentence alone would have been unthinkable for most of human history, and it didn't come out of nowhere. The Enlightenment didn't merely challenge monarchs and the church. It didn't just reform politics. It destroyed the very idea of truth itself. And once truth was gone, our society went into chaos. If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Whiskers, John Wagner, Someone, Someone Again, Verino Sounds, and Patrick Rindell. You can also like and follow us on Facebook and X. The links for those are also in the description. Before the Enlightenment, truth was not something you got to choose. It was something received from God. In Christendom, truth was objective. It existed whether you liked it or not. Reality was real, good was good, evil was evil. Truth didn't bend to preference, emotion, or power, because truth came from God. As Christ says in Scripture, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." God was not a hypothesis, He was absolutely real. The truth was grounded in God's nature, not human opinion. Truth could be known through faith and reason together. Thomas Aquinas did not pit faith against reason, he harmonized them. He pointed out that reason alone proves God's existence. In Christendom, truth judged man, man did not judge truth. This distinction is crucial, because the moment that relationship was severed, civilization began to collapse. The seeds of modern philosophy did not begin with freedom or science. They began with nominalism. Nominalism teaches that universals, things like human nature or dogs, don't actually exist. They are merely names we assign to collections of individuals. There are no dogs, only individual animals we label as dogs. You can see how this leads to there are no men or women, only individuals that we categorize. And of course, who are we to force the label of male or female on an individual? Don't they have the right to decide what they are? In nominalism, reality has no built-in meaning, only labels. The most famous and influential nominalist was William of Ockham from the 13th and 14th century. Yes, it's that old. You might have heard of Ockham's razor. The simplest solution is the best. Ironically, we use this logic today to pull the loonies back in, but it represents the beginning of the problem. Nominalism quietly poisoned Western thought. Then the Enlightenment took that poison and redefined it. Descartes famously said, "I think, therefore I am." He doubted everything that could be doubted. At first, this sounds humble, but it was revolutionary and dangerous. For the first time, man placed his own mind above inherited truth. Truth was no longer something received from God, the church, or tradition. Truth now had to justify itself to the individual. Locke reduced truth to sensation and utility. If you couldn't experience it empirically, it became suspect, and metaphysics began to fade. Then came Kant, perhaps the most destructive of all. Kant taught that we do not know reality as it is, we only know reality as our minds interpret it. Reality is filtered through human perception, and so truth stops being external and binding and became internal and subjective. God was no longer necessary, metaphysics was dismissed, and eventually even reason collapsed under its own contradictions. The Enlightenment didn't abolish truth overnight. It redefined it until nothing remained. Once truth is detached from God, it must attach itself to something else. So the modern world replaced truth with preference, power, emotion, and identity. This is why today feelings outrank facts, desire outranks duty, and identity outranks reality. This is why the modern world obsesses over language. This is why dissent is treated as violence. This is why questioning ideology is labeled as hate. Relativism does not create tolerance, it creates tyranny, because truth is relative. Look at the fruits of this revolution. Law is no longer rooted in natural law, morality is no longer binding, and science is divorced from first principles. Modern man is told he is free, yet he is more anxious, medicated, and controlled than any generation before him. Why? Because freedom without truth becomes slavery. A society that denies objective truth must enforce conformity by force. And it always does. The Enlightenment promised light, but light severed from God becomes darkness. Christendom understood this. Real truth is not oppressive, it is liberating. After all, Christ said, "The truth shall set you free." The modern world hates Christendom not because it was cruel, but because it made demands. Demands modern man no longer wishes to meet. And that's why truth had to die. Until my next video, God bless.